Welcome to Daybreak Devotionals. This is Pam Kempe in East Texas. Happy Mother's Day. Moms have a way of using our middle names when we're in trouble. As a kid, whenever I heard a certain pitch in my mother's voice and the words, Pamela Ann, I knew Mom was not happy with me. Actually, I heard my twin's name more often than mine. Melody Lynn, Mom would call. See, Melody pretty much tested Mom's patience, which sometimes resulted in punishment, but this gave me insight as to how far I wanted to push things. I often referred to myself as the good twin, although that's not entirely the truth. Just ask my sister. I'd say moms have favorite sayings or pet phrases for their children, and even Bible moms probably had their own. Maybe some would have gone like this. Samson, get your hand out of that lion. You don't know where it's been. Remember Samson? He's the guy who said was set apart for God's service. He did not cut his hair or drink alcohol, and he tore a lion apart with his bare hands. Then there's David's mom. David, I told you not to play in the house with that sling. Go practice your harp. We pay good money for those lessons. Yes, we all know David. He took 3 stones and killed the giant Goliath. David also played the harp for his best friend Jonathan's dad, among other things, and eventually became a king. What about this one? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, I've told you never to play with fire. When King Nebuchadnezzar built an idol, the 3 men refused to bow down to it. The king tossed them into a fiery furnace. They loved God and were not about to worship an idol, but the good news is, God showed up in the fire and no one was harmed. How about this one? Cain, get off your brother. You're going to kill him someday. And he did. Cain lured his brother to the field and killed him. Their mother was none other than Eve. Maybe you've heard of her. What about Noah's mom? She's probably the one we've heard saying, Noah, no, you can't. Keep them. I've told you not to bring home any more animals. And I wonder if Mary ever said this to Jesus. Jesus, stop working on that old piece of wood and come inside to eat. You'd spend your life on that wood if your father asked you to. Yes, mom sings have spanned time, and I've heard most of these. Money doesn't grow on trees. When you have your own house, then you can make the rules. Always change your underwear. You never know when you'll have an accident. Don't make that face or it'll freeze in that position. Be careful or you'll put out your eye. What if everyone jumped off a cliff? Would you do it? Close that door. Were you born in a barn? Now, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. Don't put that in your mouth. You don't know where it's been. Now, I hope some of those phrases reminded you of your mom, especially since this Sunday is Mother's Day. If she is nearby, spend some time with her. If she's not, send her a special gift that shows you care. I know the idea was to help you remember your mom, not to remind you of all the times she grounded you, took away your freedom, or handed out those extra chores. Oh, please, don't make that face or it'll freeze in that position. Oh, sorry, I have become my mother. Now slip on some clean underwear, close that door, and say something nice to your mother. And please wish her a happy Mother's Day. This is Pam Kempe at Daybreak Devotionals.